ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión Naman with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
We exist to inspire a playfully sustainable world. As you might know, toys are 90% like virgin plastic made from petroleum, and it just feels like an industry that exists to make children happy should be protecting those children's planet and their future, not the opposite.
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. That's the voice of Sharon Keelty, founder of Gemini, a company aiming to change how we shop for toys. Climate change activists are pushing for the development of a circular economy for toys. It would increase recycling and reuse of products, but for now, nearly 80% of all toys end up in landfills, incinerators or the ocean, and they amount for almost 6% of landfill plastics. Annual plastic production is expected to reach more than 56 gigatons by 2050 and account for as much as 13% of total global emissions by that time. Sharon told us about her journey with Gemini and where the toy industry needs to change to help the planet.
If I take you back to the very start of your journey, how did you guys start off? Where did you get the idea from? And was it really just a spark or a bulb moment in the head?
Yeah, I went shopping for my daughter's 4th birthday gift. And by that stage, I had woken up to the whole environmental crisis and I wanted a gift I could feel good about. I thought I'd look for something that was made in Europe, you know, to be relatively local and plastic free. And I came out of the shop empty handed because I now know, because 90% of toys are virgin plastic made in China. So there was nothing in the shop that I could feel good about. And I just thought, if we make it difficult for people to do the right thing, then what do we expect them to do? We have to make it easy. We have to make the right thing easily available on the shelf in the toy shop where they already shop. So I quit my job and I started the world's first eco toy store, Gemini.ie, with an aim not to be some sort of Scandi chic lifestyle store where everything is beige, right? The aim being to be like a full normal toy store where everything is rainbow-tastic, with something for all kids at all price levels, just the eco version.
And how difficult was it to turn that idea into what it actually is today?
You know, I have a friend who did a course on entrepreneurship in New York, and he said, fail fast, do an experiment that will tell you whether there really is demand for your product. Because people might say one thing in a survey, but it's very different when you actually ask them to pay. So I started my experiment in my local park market in St. Anne's Park in Ruhini. And I showed up with a folding table, a tent, and about 20 products on a very cold, dark November morning in 2018. And I learned so much from selling at markets. I learned how people shop for kids. I learned what they understand about sustainability and what they're confused about and how to explain it to them. And a year later, after doing all the markets and learning all of the things, I moved the business online. But I designed my website based around those learnings. So it's designed around the questions people used to ask me at markets, and it explains all the things that they used to be confused about.
On the production side of the toys that you now supply, what steps do you take to make sure that yours is as sustainable, as environmentally friendly as possible?
Yeah, we have a list of 25 questions that we ask every supplier about every toy. And if they give the wrong answer about any of those questions, we just don't stock it. And it's always funny to see the reaction, because very often you'll get a, but it sells really well. And we'll be like, no. And there's kind of a stunned silence. But actually, the power of asking those questions is really high. We had a supplier in the UK, they were making craft kits, and they gave you all the bits to make a little teddy, right? And so there was polyester stuffing to go inside. And we said, oh, that polyester is a type of plastic. Is that recycled polyester? Because we like recycled plastic. It's using up waste and it's low carbon. Is that recycled polyester? And they said, no, it's virgin. But actually, now that you've asked, we've gone and found a supplier of recycled polyester and we're going to switch all our kits over. So just by asking the question, we actually changed the sustainability of that toy. So we like recycled materials. They're the best. They solve two problems at once, because we've got loads of waste in the world that's going nowhere, and we've got a climate crisis. So recycled materials are, they're using up waste and they're low carbon. We also like natural materials because you can grow them again. So things made from trees, things made from plants. Some of our toys are actually bioplastic, which is a type of plastic that's made from the leftovers after you harvest sugarcane. So they take the food, the edible sugar juice out first, and then the second squeeze is a really low quality juice, and they turn it into ethanol, which you can refine into polyethylene, which is a type of plastic that is in all our homes, just the sustainable version. So bioplastic, it's kind of like, if you think about fair trade coffee, it's like the feel good version of coffee, but it's still coffee. Bioplastic is the same. It's still plastic, just the feel good version. It's renewable, low carbon, and just as durable and versatile as regular plastic.
Sharon, it's been fantastic speaking today, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Thanks a million, Luke. It's a pleasure.
With the industry in dire need of change, the addition of companies like Gemini to the market are invaluable to people who want to shop sustainably for their children.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.